Yes, it's a new Bueller show brought to you, transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
We find our heroine and Alice Henderson working feverishly around the house in preparation for tomorrow's visit from Flash Magazine.
That's right, Mr. Jacobs. The reporters and photographers are going to put a big article in next month's issue about the Henderson home. We'll have chosen as the most typical home in the most typical town.
Bueller.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. There's still lots of work to be done.
Oh, Bueller, you know, I'm getting worried. Those reporters and photographers will be here tomorrow, and there's still so much to do.
Oh, now, Miss Alice. Everything's going to be perfect by the time they get to it.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll just take the rooms one by one and see how fast we can do them.
Julie, you're wonderful. You know, you make housekeeping seem like a game.
That's right, Miss Alice. Housekeeping is a game. Only trouble is nobody wants to play it with me.
You know, it's funny. I've always thought my home was just about perfect. But when I think of photographers taking pictures of everything, I just...
Oh, now, please don't worry, Miss Alice. The house will look pretty in the magazine.
But look at the scratches Johnny made in the end tables and that big overstuffed chair. Lost some of its stuffing.
That should happen only to me. Oh, but we'll take care of everything, Miss Alice.
And there must be some way to brighten up this living room a little bit. It's dull and dreary. I know what it is. Those big pictures of Mr. Henderson's family on the wall.
Oh, yeah, but Miss Alice, you know Mr. Harry has always insisted on keeping them there.
I know he has, but they're so grim. Look at this one. The picture of a 68-year-old maiden aunt. Have you ever seen such a worried expression?
68 years old and no husband? No wonder she's worried.
So I'm going to take these pictures down and put up some cheerful-looking prints and landscapes. Well, now, look, there. Just taking them down would brighten things up a little bit.
I hope Mr. Harry don't notice that you took down his relative.
I don't think he will.
Well, I better get busy with this vacuum cleaner. Yes?
Hold it. Just a minute. I think I heard Mr. Henderson come in.
You sure did, darling. Oh, getting the house all dolled up for tomorrow.
Yeah. Huh? You like the way the room looks?
Uh-huh. Oh, this looks just as good. Hey, something seems to be missing.
Uh-oh. Hmm?
Well, the pictures are gone. Hey, what happened to my family tree?
Kimber.
Honey, what? Look. Photographs of this room are going to be in a national magazine.
That I know.
Well, we need more pleasant pictures on the wall.
And just what's wrong with pictures of my family? That picture of my maiden aunt was painted by a very famous artist. That's practically an old master.
I could tell it wasn't a junior new.
What was that, Beulah?
Oh, I said she looked sweet enough to kiss.
Very lovely woman. Well, come on, dear. Put the pictures back up again.
Oh, please, darling, this is childish, really.
Bueller, what do you think of those pictures?
I'm sorry, Mr. Harry, but I got to clean the carpet.
Well, you can clean the carpet, but just tell me what you think of those pictures.
Well, if you want my opinion. And you can quote me on that, sir.
Well, just a minute, Bueller. Don't you think that landscapes or prints would look better?
Well, Miss Alice, as I see it, nothing will ever make me change my mind.
Well, now, look, Julia. Now, we're trying to make this house look as nice as we possibly...
What's that? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Harry, but there's my girlfriend oil from next door.
Go
I'll ahead. Be right straight back.
Go ahead.
Man, I got out of that. In Oriole. Hello, Oriole.
Come here.
What's wrong, Oriole?
Oh, Bueller, it's just awful.
What's so awful, Oriole?
Let's see now. Oh, yes.
Oriole, what are you crying about?
Oh, it's terrible. Your house is going to be in that magazine. You're going to have your pictures printed. You're going to become famous. You're going to buy a car, and someday you're going to ride down the street, and I'll be walking. You won't even wave to me.
Oh, now, Oriole. Of course I'll wave to you.
I might have known it. Why don't you stop and kick me up?
Stop talking nonsense, Oriole. You know we're always going to be good friends.
No, we're not.
Oh, sure we are. We're always going to be good friends.
Not if I become famous.
Now, you just stop worrying about this, Oriole. We got lots of problems with that magazine article about us.
What kind of problems, honey?
Well, we ain't exactly satisfied with the way the house looks.
It is kind of a mess, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can help you.
You mean help me make my house look better?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sure my boss, Mr. Tanner, won't mind letting you some of our prettier things until after they take the picture.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Oriole.
Just name it. You're all you need. We got some nice lamps, some pretty tables, and a beautiful rug. And I heard Mr. Terrence say we even have a Duncan fight.
A Duncan fight?
Uh-huh.
Do you think he'll loan that to us, too?
Oh, sure. He don't need it. I've been with him over 10 years now, and I've never heard him play a note on it yet.
Come on in, Bill.
It's Bill, baby. You're gorgeous, dynamic. Handsome hunk of sugar.
Well, come on in, sugar, and let's raise things. Jelly boy, I got a job for you. You see this pile of furniture over here?
Uh-huh.
Well, Oriole and I brought it over to Mr. Perrin's house, and now somebody's got to put that furniture in the right place in this house and move some of our furniture out of here.
Well, I guess I'll be running along, baby. You've got work to do.
Now, Bill, help me rearrange this stuff.
Well, maybe a hand sandwich would make us feel a little stronger.
Well, first you help me with this, and we'll discuss the sandwich later. Now, let's see. Move that big table over here and push that couch near the window.
Okay, I'll just... Boy, this stuff is heavy.
Yeah. Now I want to see how this grand piano looks best. Would you mind raising the lid on it, Bill?
Lift up the lid like this?
Uh-huh. Now put it down again.
Okay.
Up again.
Okay.
Now down again.
Okay.
Up again.
Bill, you want this room rearranged or air conditioned?
Oh, well, we'll leave it down, Bill. Well, now, help me unroll this oriental rug.
I got the rest of it, honey. Well, how about that ham sandwich now?
First, we got to finish the room, Bill.
But, Beulah, baby, a ham sandwich would feel so doggone good.
Nothing doing. Until you finish decorating this interior, you ain't going to decorate your interior.
Oh, me?
I'm right here in the kitchen, Miss Allen.
Oh, Bill, I just can't get over the way the house looks. Be sure and thank Bill for me, will you?
Yes. Of course, Mr. Perrin next door deserves most of the credit. Wasn't it nice of him to loan us all that stuff?
Oh, yes. You know, it certainly shows how wrong you can be about people.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was a, you know, kind of a grouchy, sourpuss that wouldn't do anybody a favor.
Oh, that's what I thought, too, Miss Allen.
Yeah, I guess you never can tell. Lots of people are hard on the surface and soft underneath.
Not me. I'm soft underneath and soft on the surface, too. But I guess the house is ready for those magazine people tomorrow with those pretty lamps and those new tables and things that Oriole was kind enough to bring over.
Oh, yes, and I can't wait for Mr. Henderson to get home tonight so he can see all this.
Oh, here's Mr. Harry now. I'll go put on the lights so he can see how pretty the house is.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Let him put the lights on himself. He beats the crowd.
Oh! What?
Oh, my goodness, he knocked over Mr. Perrin's whole table.
Hey, what's wrong here? Better put on that light switch.
Mr. Harry, watch out for that grand
thing. Oh, this is awful. Let's run in before he breaks anything else, Bill.
Yes,
Harry, just a minute,
oh,
dear.
I feel like I'm in the wrong house. I can't reach the light switch. And all the furniture seems to be in the wrong place.
But careful, Mr. Harris. You're walking into an end table.
An end table?
Oh! That's the end of it.
Honey, just Listen, Harry. Stand still. I'll put the light on.
I'll get the phone.
No, don't. There's a porcelain vase where our phone used to be. Don't
you. See, our phone isn't over here on this.
Oh, but sorry. Wrong number.
I found the phone. I got it. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Perrin.
Uh-oh.
What's that, Mr. Perrin? Half your furniture's missing. You say Oreo gave it to us without permission from you?
Double uh-oh.
What? You say you want the furniture back immediately?
Double uh-oh with a nervous breakdown on it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Perrin, I don't know a thing in the world about all this. Maybe I can find out from Mrs. Henderson or Bueller.
Tell him you'll give it to him later.
But don't tell him it's smashed.
It's not smashed, Mr. Perrin.
But... Don't tell him that.
Hello.
We'll fix it first.
I say we'll
don't
fix it.
Don't tell him that.
Well, we won't fix it.
Don't tell him that.
Keep quiet. No, Mr. Perrin.
Not
you. Not you. I haven't
My name is Cooper. Everything happens to me. Like, the other day, I had a real big weekend planned. And, you know what happened? That's right. It rained. But, a little rain never hurt nobody. Not did it. Well, I didn't think so either, so I just threw on my old, raincoat and took off for a big time. Well, sure, I knew I would get a little wet, because I hadn't kept my raincoat in very good shape. But I figured, you know, you could always dry out later if you...
Just want to.
And that's how I almost got pneumonia. It was weeks, you know, before I could get back on the job. And a long time before I felt like another big weekend. Even a study would. There's no more way we can for me. I'm keeping dry from now on. I can't afford to take chances because everything happens to be how I the why.
Well, first we have to move all that furniture into our house. Now we got to move all that stuff back again. All this moving reminds me of a game of checkers. And there's a girl by the name of Oreo that I'd sure like to crown.
The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker, Alice Henderson by Mary Jane Cross, Bill by Ernest Whitman, Oreo by Ruby Dandridge, and Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. Through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.